Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Just me at the top of the show to thank you for downloading this episode. Bit different because I'm not good at maths, okay? So the 300th episode is happening on April 13, and in order for that to be the 300th episode, I need to not have an episode this week. But I don't want to do that to you. So what I've done is I've collated the four episodes from last year's Melbourne Comedy Festival. Always the best time of year for the podcast. Everyone's in town. Everyone's very happy to be doing the podcast, which is great. And we're going to have pretty much a little best of that one. So this is from last year, episode 249, all the way up to 252. So the lineups are, and the first one was Nina Oyama, Andy Lee, Tommy Dasler, and Alex Ward. We're going to listen to Social Media from that one. It's always fun with Nina's tweets. Next round is Ross Noble, Silly Piccola, Georgie Carroll, and Andrew Wolf. And we're doing 9 to 5, all about Wolfie. Then we go 251 with Joel Creasy, Luke Heggie, Danielle Walker, and Carl Donnelly with a yeah, nah, yeah round. And then finally, 252, Anne Edmonds, Cameron James, Ben Russell, Conchetta Caristo with the hoo-hoo. If you haven't listened to these episodes, go back and listen to the whole thing. They're so, so funny. And yeah, hopefully I see you there this week. I can tell you the full lineup this week is Reese Nicholson, Zoe Kunzma, Phil Wang, and Lauren Bonner. So that's this week, April 2nd. April 9 is Tom Gleason, Celia Piccola, Andy Lee, Guy Montgomery. It's going to be very, very good. So make sure you get your tickets at joshearl.com.au. Hey, while you're there, why not get tickets to Modern Contemporary, my brand new stand-up show? It starts April 12, going all the way to April 24, every night apart from the one Monday in that time. 7:40, 6:40 Sundays. Maybe do the podcast and then come to the Saturday night ones. Because, yeah. Also, if you want to come to the first three, so April 12, 13, 14, use the code DANCE at the Comedy Festival and you get a $12 ticket. Also, the state government, they're trying to help me out. They're giving you 25% back on your tickets if you just go on their website and, find the whatever section it is. I've linked it once on my Twitter. Just follow me on Twitter and you'll find it. Or just look at me on Twitter. Hey, thanks everyone who was Patreon subscribers who heard the last Patreon episode that me and Tim Clark did about award show moments. I think we may have done that one day too early, but that's all right. What a wild time that was. I'm obsessed with it. I think that's all I need to say. Hopefully I see you at one of the many, many live podcasts. Remember the 300th on the 13th of April at Max Watts. Make sure you come to that one. That's going to be a massive, massive, massive night. So thank you all so very much. Hopefully I see you in Melbourne if you're in Melbourne. Otherwise, enjoy this episode. Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? Melbourne Comedy Festival. We just have one walkout already. This is great. So, hey, my name is Josh Earle, and thank you for coming. Thanks, Judy, for the sounds. I can go off now. And this week, if this is your first time to the podcast, what I do everywhere, I find someone on the internet who has my name, and I tell you about them. And this week, I found out there's a man who is suing the state of Utah, okay? Because they arrested him when he was passed out. Well, they searched his bag and found guns and drugs. And because he was passed out, he said he didn't have the right to his Fourth Amendment, and which is being able to say, yeah, you can search me. So he's suing them for $20 million. He's cool. Anyway, what a country. What a country. Hey, what I do, if this is your first time, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a UK magician. Can you please welcome from Hamish and Andy and the Cubits, Andy Lee, everyone! Hey, mate.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Nice to be here.
It is. Nice that you are here.
Yes. Moments ago, I'm not sure if anyone follows me on Twitter or Instagram. You don't have to, but pretty ordinary content, to be honest.
We'll find out in a minute.
Okay. Exactly. The occasional photo of my nephew to try and get more followers. That's. but yeah, I had a day trip to Brisbane last week.
Have you got the Rona?
Yeah.
I'm very close for this.
You are very close. And I'm going to say a lot of spitty type words in that direction. No, and so I went for work. I need to make that really clear. No one goes to Brisbane for anything else, I suppose. yes, I went to get my test early yesterday morning and the results hadn't come back. And so I rang Josh this morning.
I was on my way to a kid's birthday party with my two kids in the car.
Yeah, he said he's on his way to a kid's birthday party and I said, do you have kids? He goes, yeah, I'm taking my kids. I was like, okay, good. Because it was going to be really fucking weird for a second there. Is this what you do every Saturday morning, Josh? So, yeah, you were about to trampoline?
Yeah, we're about to bounce on some trampolines. Well, I wasn't, because we'll find out why I wasn't in a minute. also, our next guest. We'll get to our next guest. Our next guest once made me feel like the oldest man in the world when she told me that her and her mum came and watched my Sydney Comedy Festival when she was in high school. Can you please welcome Nina Ayama, everyone? Hey, Nina.
Hello. Can I just make an amendment to that?
Yeah.
It wasn't me and my mum. It was me alone.
Oh, when you were in high school?
Yeah. Wait, what was the thing that you introduced me with?
I said you made me feel like the oldest man in the world, but now I feel like the creepiest man in the world. Yeah.
Was this your train cake show at the Seymour Centre?
Yeah, the train cake show.
Yeah, I came by myself and I sat in the front row.
Did you?
Yeah.
What?
I wouldn't have talked to you though, would I?
Why not? I was a hot 16-year-old. No, I'm just kidding. Nah. I would have been at least 18, I reckon.
Hey, we'll get to the next day. Joining us also is a woman who shares her name with a retired British tennis player who was once ranked 246 in the world. Can you please welcome Alex Ward?
Hello.
Hey, Alex.
I think I've got the same ranking in Australian comedy. That's cool.
Well, this guy, do you know how with tennis players they have their career titles, how much they've won as well, their prize money? This guy, the only thing he's ever done, he's lost first round in Wimbledon. That's all he's ever done. Like and he lost ATP a few things. He still earned $246,000
for losing his first round.
Can you imagine doing shit gigs for 5 years and getting $246,000?
Imagine if I did just my preview show next Tuesday and I got $240,000 to whatever it was to bomb. So good.
And finally, is a man who this week was my emergency contact at the hospital when he picked me up after surgery. Can you please welcome Tommy Dasler?
Yes. Hello. I'm happy to be anyone's emergency contact here if you want. If you've got a procedure coming up, put me down. I'll drive you. I'll pick you up.
You did.
Not
I'll do
busy.
All of it. Pardon?
Never busy?
Never busy. Nothing going on.
Always available.
Yeah, the life of a podcaster, it's a real life of luxury, mate.
Well,
don't worry, I know.
Well, we started the day by doing a Patreon-only podcast, which is even more time in your hands. If you're young, I can do that. Then I walked to the hospital. The hospital told me the wrong venue. I got to the wrong venue.
What?
Which
to a hospital? That's so weird.
Well,
just look, walk
for those
in.
Who don't know, those who don't listen to every single week, I had to have surgery on my penis, okay?
Yeah.
I currently have 4 stitches in my penis right now, so...
You are enjoying this too much.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah?
Welcome to the club.
Thanks.
I've had 2 surgeries on my penis.
I thought you were going to say, I've got 8 stitches in my...
Oh, my God. Men in comedy. Shut up about your bloody dicks.
This isn't a penis surgery measuring competition. Yeah.
I had a mastectomy.
No, I had a failed one. I went through a pretty intrusive one, and then the doctor came in the next morning, and I said, how'd it go? And he said, oh, no. You're going to have to work on your bedside manner, but yeah, he said, we're going to have to go again. And they took a different route in. It's like when they were trying to save those Chilean miners.
Yeah.
anyway.
Elon Musk called your doctor a pedophile. It was really weird. So I got to the right hospital. They told me, and then I had to walk to another hospital.
Everything okay?
It's fine now.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I had, like, I had scarring on my frenulum, which is the banjo strip.
Okay,
so had to have it cut. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Nice for that little knife that they used to do surgery on the grape to get another run.
So.
Sorry.
So I'm
going home, honestly. That's me done, I reckon.
Have you guys seen the video of surgery on a grape? No, it's amazing. Anyway.
Well, I've got the video of the surgery on my plums, if that's any, you know. So I went under, general anaesthetic, had to go under. So they gave me a local and they said that's going to numb it, numb the area. And
I'm locals like, only.
That's amazing that they have medicine that can do that. They should do that more often, just numb it all the time. Anyway, so...
Surgery went for 8 hours.
At high school diving.
Yeah.
You needed that numbing cream just before you got up.
Just on the bus. So I go under and then...
So do they.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's because I was hanging out with Tommy in the morning. I was in a bit of a silly mood, okay?
I have that effect on people.
So when I came to, there was a nurse with me and I said to her, and I said... How are my tits now? Do they look fantastic?
Yeah.
The king is here. Yeah.
So when you texted me to tell me that you're at a different address, you gave that gag a run over Messenger before you went under. And then when I went to pick you up, you come out, presumably like still a little groggy, you walk down the hallway and you're just grinning ear from ear and you go, check out what I said to the nurse when I came to. So this joke has gotten to run 3 times in the space of about 2 hours.
And now today and then Wednesday when the podcast goes out. But Tommy also... So Tommy picks me out and before I even rang my wife, I was in the DMs Tommy.
Yeah.
Did you freeze sperm and stuff before going in or you're pretty...
No,
calm?
I've had my kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone thought I was going to get the twofer, get it snipped as well, but you can't because with this one you can't have any sex or masturbate for 6 weeks. And with the other one you've got to get it out every day.
Do you?
Yeah, clear the pipes.
I feel like I'm just in an information session at this point.
Chuck the cards out, I reckon. Yeah. Fuck your little game.
Wait, did you say you have to do it every day? I'd be really good at penis surgery. I'd nail it.
So I drove you home afterwards. So we were in the car for like 45 minutes or something.
And he was like, I've been waiting 6 weeks for this, baby.
And then I saw my girlfriend afterwards and she was like, oh, how did the surgery go? And I'm like, honestly didn't ask him a thing about it. She goes, that is the difference between men and women. If I was picking up a girlfriend from having pussy surgery, that's the entire car ride. Like, that's all we're talking about.
Tommy, like, can I just say, I would never list you as my emergency contact. For any surgery, especially not pussy surgery.
The medical term for it.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
I got back... Sorry, I know we've got to get
getting
into the game
the
show.
Getting the clit
snipped. I was working at the... I was working at the radio station. I got back in and the receptionist went, oh, it didn't go well. And I went, how the hell do you know that? And she said, oh. And she had this, like, startled look on her face, like she'd given something away. I said, no, seriously, it's fine. How do you know that? She goes, oh, one of my friends is a nurse in there.
Oh!
And I went, right. And then she had this kind
she's
of
been in the
smirk
group
in her,
chat.
And
she's,
said,
fucking, she's in the page chat.
Was she,
she's
was she working on my level? You know, and she goes, no. And I said, what? She goes, well, few of the nurses thought they'd take an opportunity to have a look.
Oh my god, are you
under.
Okay?
I am okay. And I know this sounds awful now.
You can talk to me about it. Don't talk to Tommy.
But I was more remembering going, I've got a catheter in and it's really petrified. This is not the greatest advertisement for what's going on down there. But yeah, that's how I
well,
found out.
Like,
this is a crime that you just told us about. Because the nurses had a little peek.
Well, four weeks ago.
I also think that like most men would be like, yeah, it was just really cold and I was really self-conscious. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I was really backed up.
Oh, well, 4 weeks ago on the pod, I said mine looks like, it's like a bowl of chips. Okay.
I don't like that.
No, it's like it's not the biggest thing. But
boorish.
Like, you see one, you go, well, I could fit that in. That's not going to ruin my dinner. Like, that's kind of...
Yeah. I'm not... If you get some, I'll have some.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't think I wanted
some. Yeah, you get it for the table.
Yeah.
And your asshole's the burger ring.
Well, after the surgery, it was like, you know, 3/4 of the way through a nachos, and it's just like, just just a mess. Like, just cheese and salsa and it's all soggy. Mm. That, anyway.
Sorry.
Our first game tonight is called Social Me. In this round...
Where are we going to go from here?
Yeah.
Hopefully up.
Nina, we're talking your tweets. We're going to be fine. Okay. In this round, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote them,
okay.
Buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Mm-hmm. You get a point. If you're right, the point goes to the person who actually wrote it. If you're incorrect, you can't buzz in for your own ones.
Okay.
First one is this one. Relationship status. My girlfriend went to buy smokes 5 years ago.
Tommy.
Nina.
I heard Tommy first.
Nina.
That was you, you dipshit.
That was going to be my guess as well.
Wow. Sorry, Nina, that's brutal.
your girlfriend went to get pussy surgery 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. That must be a real deep
cut. Did you
cut.
Forget that one?
2016.
2016, well, there you go.
Oh, yeah? Almost vintage.
Yeah.
It's aged well.
Yeah. That was when I was 18 at Josh's show.
Yeah. Next question. Just added my big toe to iPhone fingerprint recognition. Now if both my arms get cut off, I can still call for help.
Nina. Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Andy?
Andy, you are correct. Yeah, put that for Alex.
And you can actually do that, by the way. Put your toe on... It was back on the old fingerprint iPhone, so...
You could toe print your iPhone.
Yeah.
Similarly, sometimes I use my dog's paw just to go on Instagram. Like, if I've ever liked one of your photos, it could have been him. Getting the dog like.
I like that your dog's, like, on your phone just scrolling. Like, it's figured out how to scroll. It's like your discovery page is just pictures of bones.
Next question. Once I tried to have phone sex with someone and it was so awkward that when I signed off by saying, anyway, smell you later, it wasn't even the worst bit.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Tommy.
No, that was Nina. Yeah. Oh,
man, are our tweets really that interchangeable?
Yeah, I'm too scared to buzz in again, to be completely honest. Too. I'm going to take a real backseat for the rest of the show.
All right, next question. The new Kate Winslet movie, Ammonite, is great for the whole family. Dinosaur fossils for the kids and pussy eating for the parents.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Alex.
You are correct. Yes, another point for Nina.
Who's watched a period drama about lesbians here?
Me.
Me. Always me. I watched one last night.
Are there any other types of dramas about lesbians?
No, and they always die.
Yeah. Give lesbians electricity. And eternal love.
Yeah, they always growling each other out under the candlelight.
Yeah.
This one was super gay. Before they first kiss, they hear a noise and one goes, oh, don't worry. It was just my dog's toenails on the wood.
What was it called?
From Where We Come or something. It's no good.
Don't. It's no good.
Is that the Netflix one?
I torrented it. Anyway, cut that out.
Andy and Josh, what are you guys doing after this?
Next question. Hate how Coles moved the basil to near the tomatoes. It's illogical that it's the only herb not in the herb section. So patronising to be like, this one goes well with the tomatoes, you dumb idiots.
Nina.
I dare them to put the dill with the fish. I dare them. Yes, Nina.
Alex.
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Nina.
It's cottagecore, babe. It's a very lesbian tweet.
Just so you know, none of these people, all my parents knew I was gay.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Really? Because all your stand-up and you look like... I'm sorry.
I love the listeners right now assuming I have, like, a mohawk.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on, like, a fucking motorbike up here.
You've got a chain wallet, like, it's almost... I got... burned by this one as well. I was trying to find basil in the supermarket for ages, couldn't find it. And also, this is true, we've changed tomatoes in this country because now the vine-ripened ones are cheaper than the normal just dusty ones because no one's putting those ones through. We're all stealing the vine-ripened ones. Oh, you probably not, you're rich. But everyone else is stealing. Everyone's stealing the vine-ripened and just going through the self-checkout.
I'll have to ask my butler whether
yeah.
it's still
yeah. God, it's good being white, isn't it? The things that you have the time and energy to complain about.
Next question. I'm drunk in the pub toilets and heard two voices in the cubicle next to me. So I knocked on the door and said, oi, you two cunts doing coke in there? Anyway, it was a parent and their child.
Alex.
Tommy.
Alex got in first.
It's Nina.
Yeah, it was Nina, yeah.
How did you know?
You called a kid a cunt.
Yeah.
Easy. That little dyke.
Yeah. Yeah, probably wasn't going to be in the Andy Lee section, was it?
You'd have to be like, oh, sorry, my butler tweeted this one. I was hacked.
How did they go? How did they react?
I just ran away.
Yeah, good.
I was on a bender.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but when I broke up with my relationship, I just partied for like 2 months and I don't remember anything really that happened. So, and that's when I did Will Anderson's podcast. I have no idea what I said. So. Anyway. But I'm here now. I'm drinking water.
So is the picture that they draw for you is just you like grinning and gurning your teeth like crazy?
Yeah. It's like me going, does anyone have some gum? Does anyone have some cum? No, just kidding.
That's the perfect podcast to do when you're like really high because it's essentially just a long D&M, you know?
Yeah.
You would have been in perfect form for it.
Yeah, maybe. Oof. I don't remember.
Nina has the confidence of someone right now that's already sold out her entire run, by the way. She's like, it doesn't matter.
It does matter because I added 3 shows with 150 seats.
It matters, you've got to go.
And yeah. Now I'm stressed. Next oh, that question. Wasn't funny, was it? Sorry.
Next question. Girls can wear sexy underwear. The best a guy can hope is for is to wear not terrible underwear.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Tommy?
That was you, you dipshit.
Yes. Yes. You're a fucking idiot, mate.
It sounds unfunny enough to be me.
I agree with it.
Yeah. It wasn't a joke. It was more of a statement, wasn't it? Yeah.
What do you mean unfunny? You guessed it was mine.
Next question. Okay. Nothing beats seeing a New Year's Eve wrap-up post from someone you dislike which says, it was a tough year for me, and being able to think, yeah, sucks shit. I had a great one. Happy New Year, folks.
Nina.
Send on New Year's Eve. Yes.
Tommy.
You are correct, Nina. Yeah. That was Tommy, yeah.
Spiteful little bitch.
A lot of spite in that one.
This most recent New Year's Eve, we had organised a 25-seat dinner kind of thing. And on the morning, it got cut to 15 people allowed because the Victoria changed the rules. So Beck and I had to decide which one of her friends weren't coming and which one of my friends weren't coming. And I went kind of full Frank Underwood House of Cards. I was back channeling and doing all these things. not full Kevin Spacey. Let's just make that really clear. The character, not the person.
Right.
But yeah, it was a tough situation to cull 10 people on the day.
God, Andy, we don't all have 10 friends.
If you went full Kevin Spacey, you would have just been like, send the kids.
Hamish and I, again, this is going to sound like, but anyway. Hamish and I, we...
Sorry, Hamish, who? Sorry, low-hanging fruit, sorry.
Just beat me.
We got flown to Cannes in like our first... You were 21.
And you go back to talking about your dick surgery.
No, I want to hear this.
To Cannes to do a lot of interviews because... the daily radio, they didn't have, we were on weekly, so you could afford to send people across, but daily radio people couldn't miss the shows.
And how old were you?
21.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got invited out on Kevin Spacey's boat.
Oh, right. I bet you did.
And so, and we had this great time, and Kevin was like really lovely.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Does this story end with...
And 21, yeah.
Does this story end with you being on some flight logs? Because...
No, but I
always
Please like,
tell me
I
you
always...
weren't talking about the dick surgery.
No, but I always
You
like...
left before they could make you sign the NDA, clearly.
Well, you know, obviously nothing happened, but he was particularly nice to us, and we're like, oh, it's... And I didn't... And at that point, he hadn't come out yet, and obviously the terrible things he was doing hadn't come out yet either, but it was when that kind of happened 5 years ago, in my head, I'm like,
yeah.
Suddenly that day makes a lot more sense.
Just being on a yacht with the boys. It's nice to be with the boys. Okay. Next question. You can hear a sushi container being opened from 2 kilometres away.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Nina.
No, it was Alex. A point there for Alex.
Yeah.
why would I eat sushi out of a container? Like, I'm Japanese. I can make it myself.
Do you make it yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
I make a mad sushi. Yeah.
Well, you're not living that... I live that festival lifestyle. Like, I eat sushi over the bin, like, every single night during festival.
What's your go-to?
Tuna. Mm. Just tuna and avo.
Nice. Nice.
What do we think of that? Is that good?
Yeah, big fan at the back of the room. And our last question for this round... Does anyone else look at the Prince Philip picture and think, that's how I feel inside?
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Tommy.
It was Nina. Point it for Nina.
Wow, why is everyone so surprised or tweet something funny?
and I've got cum. Anyway, that's... Hey, at the end of the round, the scores are Andy on 0 points.
Yay.
Tommy on 0 points. Alex on 3 points, but on 5 points, it's Nina Oyama.
Was it hard to find tweets for Nina? Because there's a big block of time where the only things being tweeted out were the daily death toll of the coronavirus.
Well, people got to know.
Well, when you Google Nina's name, the first thing that comes up are people she's alleged to be sex pests. So...
It's really?
True. Yeah, so there's lots like...
It's Nina Oyama, Josh Earl, Nina Oyama, Tommy Death. No, I'm kidding.
This round is called 9 to 5, What a Way to Make a Living. Now, Wolfie's first day as an accountant was a memorable one. Now, Wolfie is an accountant, for those who don't know. It was memorable mainly because he did not want to be there. But what did he do on that first day that warrants us talking about it right now? Was it A... He thought he would treat it like a prison and just go in and out-alpha the alpha. On his first day, he took an early lunch, came back boozed up, and quickly became his boss's favourite. This annoyed Wolfie because he wanted to get fired. Okay, that's A. B, his boss showed him his office, and Wolfie swung his briefcase onto the desk and it immediately knocked off the monitor. The monitor broke, and they didn't have another one, so Wolfie had to get the bus home, get his own monitor, and take it back to work. Or C... Wolfie's mum dropped him off, and before he went, he ate his sandwich in the car park while he cried because he did not want to be an accountant. Now, one of these is a real thing. Now, you have to ask him questions, try and get the real one out of him, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. You don't have to answer together, you can answer individually. The floor is open for questions.
I'm very interested into the idea of alphaing your boss on your first day as an accountant. Like, you just walk in and just smack the calculator out of his hand.
Yeah, mate, I did a calculation and outperformed him. I was like...
Right, but you were like, you tested him with a...
Well, we had that green pen in there and we sort of, moved with that. But, I made a first move on the guy with...
Like a physical move? How did you try and alpha him?
Well, I just calculated him on an audit.
and he loved it.
I said, I see your spreadsheet and I raise you this. And I had, like, better calculations.
Well, that one's not true.
Yeah, that's what... I'm no good at lying. I'm sorry, guys. I'm getting showed up. That one's eliminated, okay?
I don't know what... Wolfie, that's not for you to say. It's for me, okay?
I don't know what's going on.
Don't take my job off me. It's all I've got.
Okay, well, that still could be possible, okay? I'm back out. I got nervous. I jumped at it. I'm sorry. It's all right. Yeah, I did alpha.
Okay, you've got 2 seconds to answer.
Okay, what? Quick.
What was the sandwich?
It was a ham with that sprouts. Do you know that cell?
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa. My mum made it for me. I don't like it.
How old were you that your mum was making
Well, that
sandwiches?
Was the saddest part of the story, that my mum was driving me to my first day at work. I think I was 22, so it was pretty fucking bad. Should have got the bus.
So why did... Like, you didn't want to be an accountant, but don't you have to have, like, a course to do that? You couldn't just...
Yeah, I had done a course, but I'm not good with numbers. I'm just really bad at saying no to my parents. So I ended up with a fucking career. Yeah, so that was day one. It was horrible. I actually went into the office and then, broke down and realised. But to be honest, it took me 20 years to quit it, so fuck. I'm a slow learner.
How much of other people's money have you got at the moment for your podcast?
What? How much money have I got invested with me?
No, that your podcast where you take people's super and make them more money. How much have people...
Well, it depends because it drops every day, so... It's hard to keep track of it.
People give him their super and he just fucks it up. And
well,
but it's not always their super, surely.
It's mainly their super. Mate, it was very bad, this sandwich, though, because I did it in the car park, ducked down behind one of the cars. So, yeah, I've not had a good life, guys. So.
How did you get the job in the first place?
Well, it turned out I was qualified. Like, I went to uni. Yeah, I was qualified as an accountant. So I'd done the course.
So when you went in, you impressed them?
No, initially I started as an accountant and then became a stockbroker later on. She jumped into a different section.
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. So just to let any of you guys know, if you're looking to invest your super, I'll be chatting to you at the end of the show.
I think it's probably that. Because the other one is you smash the computer.
Smash the monitor.
Who had a briefcase? You know, I don't work in office.
Well, you had to keep the sandwiches somewhere.
You'd already eaten it in the car, though. Yeah.
What was in your briefcase?
Just the sandwich.
I think sandwich. I'm going sandwich.
You're all going sandwich, Ross? You're going to go sandwich as well?
Yeah.
Well, what about that alpha one? That was all right.
Wolfie,
come on, give me a break.
Wolfie, you could be the worst player of this game in the history of the game. It was sandwich. So point there for everyone apart from Wolfie. Yeah. So
I'm too honest. That's why you should trust me with your superannuation, guys.
So was there any ever point of you in... you're in the car park. It's like, what, 9 o'clock in the morning?
It was 9 o'clock. I hid behind a car and I was crying. And to be honest, that's the fucking happiest I ever was in accounting at that moment. It was pretty much downhill from there. But, yeah.
So why didn't you just not go in?
Well, I'm a people pleaser. And I've lived a horrible life, okay? Yeah, I don't know, man. I just couldn't... I don't know. I was committed. I had the hex debt to pay off. You know what I mean?
Have you ever had a desk job, Ross? Okay. Yeah, no,
I
just...
I have never had a job. No, I genuinely have never had a job. I spent 3 days in a department store where I...
But you were just lost.
What?
You were just lost. You were just lost.
Yes, that's right. Sorry. I thought you said Ewan from Lost. Which character was that on the island? There was a... You know at Christmas time where they have the novelty items? I had a job selling juggling kits where I would demonstrate juggling kits and then go, would you like a juggling kit? So that was a job. And then I handed out flyers at an American diner on stilts. So they're all kind of circus related. Yeah. So no, I've never had an action. So do look out for me on the upcoming series of Celebrity Apprentice. Oh. I'm not bullshitting. No, I've genuinely done Celebrity Apprentice.
Well.
How good do you think I am at business? Yeah. So
I cannot wait.
I would genuinely tune in quickly. Yeah. Never had a job. Never had a job. It's fantastic. Literally, you go in there and there's a billionaire and he's like, right, you're all competing to be the apprentice. Right. And I'm literally going, shut up. And I was literally going, oh, this is fun. Look, there's a boss sitting up there. Oh, we've all got business things to do. Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Well, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask as many questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong so they get your point. So, the first one is to Luke. Now, Danielle's granddad would breed very large chickens and roosters that every time Danielle had to feed them, they would attack her.
I'm already thinking yeah, but go on.
Wait, there's more. When she told her mum said that she was being overdramatic, but one time Danielle went away for the weekend, and when she came back, the rooster was gone, and her mum had a huge bandage on her neck. Danielle asked what happened, and her mum has refused to tell her. Yeah or nah? You can ask me questions.
Like, your mum just said, no, I'm not telling you.
No, she'd just, like, skate over the subject. She'd just be like, no, go, you need to go clean your room up. Off you go.
And you, Danielle Walker, accepted that. Just went, no, I'm not asking any more questions. I'll just go clean my fucking room.
I was taught never to question authority from my mum.
Oh, shit.
My mum has a strong arm.
Oh, yeah? Did she used to bash you?
Yeah, once the sprinkler nozzle went missing and she accused me of hiding it from her.
Yeah, okay.
And then she chased me around and I jumped in the pool to get away from her. And then it turned out the dog had just picked it up and moved it. But she still thought that I was gaslighting her.
Okay.
She still believes that I hid it. Even
still
though,
now, to this day.
To this day, she's like, right. You fucking little bitch. You were such a little bitch growing up. Like, you were the one who hit me.
But not to say, but I could tell that you had been smacked as a kid. Because you're punctual. I've never had to wait for you on a podcast ever.
I would have said because Townsville.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that. You know, every generation does better than the last. And my mum says that my granddad, because they lived in the rainforest, used to go out, if they'd been naughty, he'd go out to find a good, like, vine that was, like, green, that had a really good whip to it.
Joe Jackson style.
He'd whip their asses so that boils would come up. And so that's why they were good.
We were always, like, threatened with the jug cord from the kettle.
Mama, Jesus
hit me
Christ.
With the jug cord. Yeah.
Oh, a vine from a tree sounds great.
My dad used to rip his belt off, which was the jug cord.
Just to clarify, some people can just show up on time having not been beaten. I just tend to be able to tell the time.
Because I would say, not smacked, smacked, not smacked, smacked.
Oh. You've nailed it.
I think I have.
Absolutely nailed
That's
it.
That's my new podcast, that... Smacked or Not.
Is it just also the guests from much? Queensland have been exactly. smacked?
Are you from Queensland? That's a pretty basic smacked. All right, I've forgotten the question.
Rooster attacked your mum.
Oh, the rooster attacked your mum. Fuck. Are you an only child?
No.
Oh. Are you a liar? Are you the youngest?
No, I'm the oldest by 8 years.
Are you fucking lying now? Like, am I allowed to ask?
No, my sisters are twins and they're 8 years younger than me.
Okay. Right.
It's not cool. Twins they're annoying.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're talking to your sister?
Yeah, no, we're good. I ran into her last night. The good, there's a good one. I live with the bad one. When she moved to town, because she moved to town when she was 17, and nobody wanted to live with her because she was 17 except for, like, 40-year-old men. So I was like, absolutely not. I'll move in with you. And then when she just wouldn't, if she did a shit, she wouldn't flush the toilet.
What?
She would just leave it in there to spite me. And it worked because I was angry. And then to retaliate, I would squash her avocados so they'd be bruised.
Are they identical twins?
No, fraternal.
Oh, okay. Slightly less creepy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go, yeah.
Luke, you are correct. It is a true story. Yeah, it's a point there for Luke. Yeah.
There's some lunatic shit going up in FNQ. Yeah.
How big are these roosters?
Like the size of a goat.
Oh, my God.
My granddad would just, like, over the years, he just bred all these chickens to be humongous. Like, they were, like, you know those cows that you see that are just all muscle and they look like bodybuilders? Mm. It was like that with the roosters. And this rooster would... Pardon?
Did he fight them?
Well, he put them all together in a pen once.
Oh, right.
Because if the chickens have babies, they're not all girls. Mm. And so he just had a separate pen for all the boys because if there wasn't any girls around, the boys wouldn't fight. And that way he didn't just have to kill them all. Mm. So he would have them separate. But the one we got, he was like, he's a good rooster. He's a good specimen. But he was just like a bodybuilder of a rooster and he would always try and come me. So I would have to go in with a piece of poly pipe and like hold him back from me the whole time I was trying to feed him because he would try and attack me because he had these like talons on the back of his legs that were like this long and spiky. And I told Mum and she wouldn't believe me, so I went away on a scout camp and I came back and it was the back of her leg. She had, like, a bandage around it and the rooster was gone. And I was like, the rooster did that? And Mum refused to tell me, but Dad was like, yeah, the rooster did it.
Joel, do you have any similar stories about, you know, the servants at your house doing anything to you?
I know, he said it's as big as a goat. And I was going to be like, and how big is that?
I never saw its dick. It was...
What was his name?
All right, to Danielle. Now, at a wedding of his wife's friend, Carl thought a fun thing to do would be to take acid and not tell anyone. He isn't sure if he got away with it, but he is sure that he ended the night with only one trouser leg. Yeah or nah?
So...
Yes.
Did your wife know you were on acid or you didn't tell her either?
She did not know. And when she found out, it led to the event that caused the one trouser leg.
Oh, and what was the event?
We had a absolute shit fight, at which point she was shouting at me, and I was on acid, so I wasn't really in the mood for a domestic. So rather than engage in the argument, I decided to run away. And as I went to run, she went to grab me, and her hand went into my back pocket, got caught, and as I just ran off, she just pulled one whole trouser leg off.
Oh, man. How do you get a whole leg off? You a stripper. Yeah.
What, I was.
Press studs.
I was wearing my stripper suit.
Yeah. Were these good friends?
They were her friends.
Okay, so...
Hence the acid. And I will clarify, it was also my ex-wife.
Oh, okay, true.
You gonna say true?
Yeah.
You are correct. It was a true story.
Oh, it was a really bad choice. I wasn't really enjoying myself, and we were going through a rough patch. And I was at a wedding, not enjoying myself, and remembered I had some acid in my wallet. And I went, well, this will liven things up. And I really misjudged the dosage. I was mad.
I was at a friend's house recently and I said, I want to try acid because I haven't tried it before. And then her boyfriend just popped his head around the corner and said, I've got some. I just had it since like 2007 from a surfing trip. I just got it in the room in a box. Do you want that? And I was like, no. 2007?
I don't know. Does it go off? Anyway.
I don't know. I've not done it before. I'm scared of everything.
Does anyone know if it goes off? It goes off. There you go.
So what?
Look at you. You're so happy.
What would have happened? Would it just not have worked, or would I have gone nuts? Or
I thought it worked.
You thought? Okay.
Well, isn't that the same thing though? If you think it works, it works.
Yeah, placebo.
All right.
Sorry, it's just you announced yourself as the expert. So.
Are you on it now? Because we're not here.
All right, to Carl now. A few years ago, Joel was on set filming a TV show called It's a Date alongside comedian Tom Ballard. In between takes, they were just talking shit when Tom told Joel some very juicy gossip about a very prominent Australian comedian. As they were discussing it, Peter Hellyer, the creator of the show, ran over to them shouting, "Mic'd up, boys, you're mic'd up."
Oh, quality.
And Tom and Joel both had to go apologise to the sound crew and then ask them to please delete the audio so they don't get sued. Yeah or nah?
I mean, I'll ask some questions, but it's definitely yes. I'll play the game.
Yeah. Well, I was raised the right way. I was taught to talk behind people's backs. Yeah. So you'd be way funnier that way.
Has the rumour since come out? Or is it still fully secret?
Well, yeah, it wasn't so much... Yeah, well, I guess it was a rumour. Yeah, for sure. Because this was a while ago. It was maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
So can you tell us who it was and what the crime was?
Well, we spoke about so many people that it was kind of hard to narrow down who specifically we should be worried about.
Okay. Did the person ever find out you had bad-mouthed them?
Oh, for sure. See, I think they've pieced things together since. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. And what was the comeback from that?
Well, I'm still working.
It's a yes.
You going to say yeah?
Yeah,
Carl,
of course.
It was a no.
What?
Yes! Oh. Such a bitch.
Happened on everything that's ever happened. So the sound men have been like, "Hey, everybody, just letting you know, they can hear you back there."
Yeah. I mean, it technically is a true story, so you should get like a half point because I've done it loads of times, but just didn't do it with Tom Ballard.
All right, now to Joel. Now, Luke once rode his bike across South America. In one town, he feared for his life as a pack of angry dogs were chasing him. He honestly thought they were going to tear him off the bike and maul him to death when, in the distance, he saw a bunch of kids playing. He's not proud of it, but he thought if he rode the dogs into the kids... the dogs would get distracted and leave him alone. It worked, and Luke is here to tell the tale. Yeah or no?
So you rode your bike across South America. Mm. Regular Jessica Watson.
I didn't make a big fucking deal of it. I just did it. Yeah.
When's your album coming out?
Did you ride into a freeway in the first 5 minutes? What countries did you go through?
I went through Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Peru and Ecuador.
Shit, okay.
Andeans. Mostly okay. Andes.
Yeah.
Countries, yeah.
And so,
it's fucking hard.
So these dogs were chasing you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Chile.
Yeah. And now in scale to a goat, how big were these dogs?
Various sizes, but street dogs. They're mangy fuckers. Angry though. Look real angry. Yeah. They'll go, yeah. They don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
They're biting my saddlebags and stuff. I had...
Were they?
Yeah.
I was going to say true, but
if I said saddlebags, you'd be...
Yeah. Oh, false, please.
You're going to say, nah, that is not a true story. Yeah, but it's based on a true story. So point there for Joel. But most of it is true.
Well, everything I said was true.
What did I just make up?
The kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to our future.
So how did you get away from it? Just pedaled really fast?
Yeah, I just kept going. Like one was actually hanging off the saddlebag.
So that was true. Into it,
oh, that was the thing that. Because you giggled on saddlebag.
Yeah. No, I just knew the term saddlebag would make you laugh, you fucking child.
I know, because I was like, that's a bit gay.
So how long were you away? How long?
Year. It took a year.
Oh, yeah. What was amazing? Anything amazing about the. No, not why. Well, I guess you're running away from something, but what was same reason they're chefs in Darwin, yeah, but man, like, yeah. Anything amazing happened in the time? Like, what was the best country?
I was running away from this guy, and fucking 10 years later, here I am.
Yeah.
it's just a great trip. It's good. It's fucking hard. The Andes real hard. I crossed them probably 10 or 12 times, like various spots. It's good. Good trip.
Very
nice. Very fun.
There you go.
Just get away, mainly just looking for the next toilet. A lot of it was like, fuck, where is the next toilet? I got to park my breakfast now. So.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Luke, you're on 2 points. Yes. For Luke. Joel Creasy, 3 points. Danielle, 5 points. Oh. Carl, 7 points still. This is the final round for Comedy Festival 2021.
Is it?
Yeah, that's it. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get point if you get it right, point off if you get it wrong. Any round you can lose points. Names are your buzzers. Here we go. Question one. Who was once so high at a dinner, they sat across from Andy Lee and could not say a single word to him?
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Cam.
No, it was Ben.
I make excellent choices.
What would you have said? I love Hamish.
I didn't even know he was going to be at the dinner. I was fucking...
Put this in the queue.
Oh, my friend was like, we're going to go out to dinner. Let's share this joy. And I was like, absolutely. That sounds like a wonderful time. And then I get there and Andy Lee's there like, hey, everyone. I'm like, oh, fuck.
He also is the nicest guy as well.
Yeah, like, very nice. But I'm so high.
Can I just say, though, if there was a show on TV where there was a cube and people got put in there and farted and a fart went in there, I'm watching that.
I was wondering when farts were going to come up again.
Tonight on Cube Fart.
Karen is a mother of three. Woman in the elevator.
I reckon the grub hosts it. It's called the Groob. We just have like Greg and Ben just fart into it. You're the actual host.
Then
just
Ben.
Us going, oh, no. Oh, that's rotten what I've done. Oh, I've done a mischief.
Funny lady just farting into a queue. Okay. All right. Question two. Who can never tell when they are high because they giggle and eat twisties all the time anyway?
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Conchetta.
Yeah, you are correct, Edo. Yes.
I was going to say that too.
She's a real giggler.
Giggler.
Oh, I knew you guys aren't. What the hell?
No, we're very serious and stoic.
All right, at least when Andy Lee's around.
Who, when they first started comedy, was yelled at by another comedian because they didn't know who Louis C.K. was?
Cameron?
Yes, Cam.
Is that Ann Edmonds?
It is Ann Edmonds. Yeah. Point if you can.
Yes, out the back of the comedy store. I won't name names. But yeah, I got a real... Like, you don't even know who Louis C.K. is. Like, and I was just about to go on stage. I'm like, no, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well...
I was right.
Do you know who Louis C.K. is now?
Oh, yeah.
I became a fan of his in about 2018, actually. That was a cheap shot.
I thought it was... I think it was really
You're
funny.
Dusting up the hands. Right in there.
Doing the maths, waiting for you guys to shut up a little bit.
Boom. Sorry, Cam. Sorry, man.
Next question. Who once nursed a dove back to health?
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Ben.
He did. Ben did. Point there for Conchetta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sweet man.
I
remember that.
I did. I've nursed two birds back to health. You're welcome.
Did you breastfeed them?
Yeah. And I don't even lactate. Yet.
Who had the manager of a cinema ask them if they were okay because they were scaring the projectionist?
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Cameron?
You are correct. Yes, it was Cam. Yeah.
You love movies.
I was in the cinema by myself. I was the only one in it, and it was a scary movie. It was Us by Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
got to a very tense bit, and I stood up and I started just pacing. And then I was like, I'm fine, I'm in here. And then someone came in and was like, are you all right? Because that guy can't stop looking at you. And he's really... I thought I was going to shoot up the place or something.
Question six. Who once went on a date where the person insisted they sing to them in the car and wouldn't let them out until they'd finished the song?
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Conchetta again?
You are correct, yes.
Oh, my God.
You guys know me so well.
No, I don't really, but okay. I'm picking up a vibe.
What was the song?
It was horrible.
Song?
It was Mac DeMarco. And you know what? On this crazy date, he took me out. We had pasta. And I was talking all about how I'm like, oh, I love pasta. I know that's crazy to say. I'm Italian, but it's just the best, blah, blah, blah. We go to like a beach. We're making out. And then he's like rubbing my belly. And he's like, hey, Conchetta, can you promise me that like if we stay together, you won't get mad if I say let's go on lots of walks and just don't get fat? He's like, I know it sounds shallow, but like, please don't. And I was like, you got it. And then, and it was when I was living in Perth and I didn't know anyone, so he had to drive me home. And he would just serenade. He was just staring at me. I was like, oh, I like Mac DeMarco. And he's like, well. And then he just starts singing. And I'm sitting in the car and he's just like, la, la, la.
Oh, my God.
And I'd be like, awesome, because, you know, I'm quite nice. So then I was like, that was amazing. And then I went inside and journaled about it. And we dated for 3 years. No, we didn't. We didn't.
2 years.
All right, next question. Who once was angered because they bought a secondhand murder mystery novel and someone had underlined all the clues?
Ben.
Yeah, I heard Conchetta first.
Anne?
Yes, you are correct, yes.
That's bullshit.
Yes.
That's so funny.
What was it? I think it was the shipping something. Shipping news? The shipping news? Is that a...
Is that a John
Annie
Grisham?
No, it's a woman, I think.
Annie Prue. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Annie Prue.
Yes. And, yeah, all the... Yeah, I soon became aware that they were all
That's
the...
That's so funny.
There's a movie.
Like
Bible
thing to do.
And the name of someone. Oh, fucking hell.
How about... This would be a fun prank. And actually, now that I'm saying it, actually not that fun a prank and more of a horrible thing to do.
I love the setup.
Circle the person who did its name as soon as they appear in the book and write, this person did it. Bit of a fun prank.
Take your four pen down to...
Yes. Do it in green. next question. Who once lived with a man called Grush?
Oh, Cameron.
Edo. Oh, I heard Cameron first.
Ben?
Yes, it was Ben.
Wow.
Cool.
Was he awesome?
He was actually fucking sick.
Is it true that you were poisoning Grosh?
Yes, but unrelated.
What? How did his name come to be Grosh?
His name was Michael Grosh, or is Michael Grosh, and we just called him Grosh.
Yeah.
It sounds like the nickname for Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah. Allegedly. always.
And it was just another housemate in a series of these weird Chicago house, like share houses. It was just filled with like the most disgusting improvisers and comedians just living in the same house.
A house of impro.
Yeah, a lot of DMT in the daytime type vibe. It was not great. It was not pure and it was not clean living.
Speaking of not clean living, who, when I asked them for any stories for the podcast, told me they saw a giant shit in a cafe the other day?
Oh, Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
I know that's Conchetta.
Yeah, it is Conchetta, yeah.
Sorry, can I please just talk about it? I'm telling everyone.
Please. I've heard about this from three different people.
Like, it's something you have to talk about if you saw it. So, like, I was at this cafe, and it was a lovely cafe. It was a bagel place down bagel. One of your beautiful. Famous Melbourne alleyways. And and we're having a great time. I go to the bathroom to do just the number one, and I walk into the first toilet. And I'm telling you, people, there is this, the most giant shit I've ever seen. It was the size of an eggplant. And the width. It was like that. It was insane. I just like walked. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, am I supposed to tell someone? Like, this is an establishment. And so I went back to the table. I told my three friends. And then one at a time, they all went.
Yeah.
And made the pilgrimage.
You gotta see it. You gotta see it to believe it.
Did it have, was it surrounded by toilet paper or was it flying
it
solo?
No, it was flying solo in like that much water.
It's just a clean pinch. And they were like, I'm not going to fucking mess with this.
Did you say the water around it was clean?
Yeah.
Like it was pure crystalline, like spring water. You could get some of it.
You pop a ladle in and...
I think if we went back now, it'd still be there.
There's because something so exciting about finding a huge shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's amazing.
It's the crazy. Other night in this venue... There was a huge shit found in the toilets after a show. And so Carl Chandler messaged me saying, hey, this person just did their show. This person's very nice and their audience are lovely. But then after their audience, there was a huge shit in the women's toilets just on the floor.
On the floor!
A floor shit.
That's one
and Carl, shit. And this might offend some people. Carl goes, I'd expect that from the dumb listeners, not from these people. So.
Wow. Wow, what a scoop.
Yeah, that joke.
Do you know my cousin did a shit so big once
awesome.
That...
I fucking love this
Can
show.
Can I just say it?
I love this show.
If this is the first time to the podcast...
I'm sorry.
It is always like this. I'm sorry. It really is.
I won't tell it.
No, please.
Please.
We've got time.
She was sharing... She was in like a conference and she was sharing the room with another, you know, another member from work... And she did a shit so big it wouldn't flush. And she got a knife and diced it.
Just carving it like a turkey at Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Dig in. Yeah. I got
Who
some duck meat.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Put that knife right back in the drawer.
God, hotels are foul.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
And our final question for the podcast. Whose dad recently did an Ancestry.com family tree only discovered that the family are very inbred?
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Cameron, by the look
you
of
are,
it.
You are correct.
Yes.
He sent me a message. He sent me a message and all it said was, it's official, there's inbreeding in the family.
Like you all knew, but it's
official. Like you've been thinking about it for a few years.
And you're from Newcastle, yeah?
Yeah, but my family are from Scotland before that. And it just kept being like, we're pretty much 100% Scottish. And then that kept getting narrowed down to like one house, basically, where it's like, oh, I guess that guy fucked his cousin or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you got to do what you got to do out there, you know?
Yeah, in the
it's
Highlands.
The Highlands.
At the end of the game, the scores are Cameron on 4 points. Go for Cam. Ben on 6 points. Woo! Conchetta also on 6 points, but our winner on 8 points. It's Ann Edwards.
I knew I'd win.
knew I'd win.
G'day, mate.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.